Many of the voters in tomorrow's election are young. But as Rhys Ehrlich reports from Tehran, some youth have turned from politics to consumerism with the blessings of the clerical rulers.
Masood Ashtari is manager of this dealership, which only began selling Mercedes cars 5 months ago. He pops the hood on a brand new model CLS 350 with a V6 engine.
If you get a flat tire, it's designed in a way that you won't need to change it right away. You can get a good massage inside, on the seats, air conditioning. Yes, it's fully loaded, exactly.
And if you buy today, it's only $240,000. Ashtari insists that's a bargain. That's because a few months ago, the government reduced import duties from 130% to 100%. In the early decades of the 1979 Iranian Revolution, the clerical rulers discouraged obvious displays of wealth. But over the past few years, they've allowed both homegrown manufacture and importation of some pretty pricey stuff. If hardliner Mahmoud Ahmadinejad wins the presidential election on Friday, this trend could be reversed. But for now, Iran's wealthy are enjoying the bounty. Here at an upscale mall in northern Tehran, shoppers can buy everything from high-tech video cameras to very expensive cell phones. In this store, 15-year-old Michelle, who wants to use only her nickname, recently bought a new cell phone, which cost $100. She even has her own very teenage ringtone.
Hello.
Michelle's mom says her daughter wants an even more expensive model.
The one she wants is about $500. And his father has promised her that he's going to get him.
Maybe after we come back from U.S. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, what does the $500 cell phone have that yours doesn't?
Cameras, and it records sounds. It's really cool.
Michelle says she and her friends in Tehran concentrate on what they can buy and other personal matters, not politics.
They don't even know about politics a lot. Like me, I don't know anything. They really want this to change, but they can't do anything because they're really afraid.
Critics say Iran's rulers have cracked down on political dissent while at the same time allowing the wealthy elite greater economic choices. Economist Faribor Raizdana says the clerical establishment makes a lot of money from oil revenues and high import duties on luxury goods.
If they collect money for themselves, this time they realize that they have to give a part and a share to the upper class youth. There are 5 or 10% of the society that they can buy those cars, and they are living in very huge and big and very luxury apartments. They can have bank accounts in European countries.
Back at the shopping mall, Panta Paktama, age 26, has stopped at this cosmetic store. This store wouldn't have had such a huge variety of items 10 years ago, she says, because cosmetics and nail polish were frowned upon. She criticizes those young people who have given up on politics in favor of consumerism.
The young people talk about what they want, but this doesn't necessarily mean that their needs will be fulfilled. The government decides whether the young people will have what they want or not. For instance, what you're seeing here in this shop is the policy of the government. If they decide not to have it, we won't have it.
Indeed, while some of the wealthy youth have become alienated from politics, other young people are energized by the hotly contested presidential elections. Thousands of youth campaigned for reform candidates who ultimately lost. Hundreds of young people attended demonstrations demanding freedom for political prisoners and women's rights. So while consumerism has captivated some wealthy Iranians, the youthful desire for change is far from extinguished. For NPR News, I'm Rhys Ehrlich.
Thank you.